Please take a seat. Hello, hello. If we haven't met before, my name is Stephen. I'm lay pioneer for the Ely team. I also lead Christchurch North Ely, which is St Mary's daughter church. And I also just so happen to be studying for ordination at Ridley Hall in Cambridge, which is joyous. But let's pray to begin. Loving God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the body that we are. And I just pray that you would speak through me now, that you would take what I've prepared. May it be your message, not mine. Amen. Amen. Any Apprentice fans in the house? Good. Some of us. Good. Do the rest of you know what The Apprentice is? It's Alan Sugar, and it's people vying for £250,000 of his own money, he always points out, that he will invest in their business. And it started again on Wednesday, and I love The Apprentice because it is so bad, and they are so awful. And they're split into two teams, and this week it was very exciting because they went to Malta. Woo! On one of my favorite tasks, which is basically a shopping task, when they're given just a list of things they have to go find for the cheapest possible. That's what they have to do. And you'd think these are educated people, they have business plans, they know what to do. You'd think they'd be able to harness each other's good skills and work together as a team to pull off the task. Now, in theory, that's how it should work. But no. Invariably, they just can't, because they're not really united on a common goal. They're all trying to make sure that they succeed, and they're willing to push other people down and to kind of put other people in the firing line in order to make sure that they are safe and that they are still there for the next week. One of the things they had to buy this week, this is off topic completely, was an octopus with a 40-inch hose or something, which is actually a diving thing. One team bought a real octopus. And I would just love to know what the producers were doing, like giggling, like finding that so hilarious at that point. Anyway, but so it wasn't really a great display of working together. It wasn't really a great display of being the body. And being the body is what we're looking at today as we begin the way of life. And over the kind of the next six SM Lives, so the first Sundays between now and March, we're going to be looking at things we can be, things we can inhabit, which are kind of what it is to be God's people here on earth. And in particular, I guess for us, here in Ely. That's what we're looking at. And the first one is how we together are the body. And the body is an image that Paul, he's the bloke who wrote the reading we heard, kind of used to describe the church, basically. And he goes on to say that the reason the body works is because every part plays its part. And the body would be ridiculous if it was just one giant eye. Like, how hideous would that be? The eyes are pretty gross. I don't like touching mine. Ugh. That's why I wear glasses, not contact lenses. Can you imagine if I was just a giant eye, and maybe Dave was a giant elbow, and Vicky was like a giant eyebrow? Like, it would just be really odd, wouldn't it? I'd be great at seeing things, and Dave would be great at whatever elbows do, like bending, and Vicky would be lovely. Eyebrows are lovely, but they're fairly useless. What do they do? Oh, so Vicky would just be full of court sweat. She'd be lovely. But we wouldn't be very good at doing kind of things together. Like, Vicky wouldn't be able to see anything, but I'd be able to see everything. And that's not how the church is meant to be. Because it would be great if the church was full of Stephens. It'd be excellent. It would look nice. We'd all be dressed snazzily. There'd be glitter everywhere. But we would never be able to see anything, because I have no idea how tech works. Like, absolutely no idea. And I'm awful at admin. Like, nothing would ever get done. We'd have lovely posters, though. And like, finances would be in a complete mess. Like, that's why we are better, because we are a diverse group of people all gathering together, bringing what we can do to the body. But it means we all need to play our part, and we all need to do our bit. And so I want to say, first of all, welcome. Thank you that you are here and that you are part of this body. We are better for having you with us. If you were not here, it would be sad. You bringing what you bring, your unique life experience, your unique giftings to this place, make us better. I honestly believe that and really mean that. And so please use your giftings here, come and have a chat with me or Chris or someone you see at the front and find out how you can get involved. Because although we are a body, we are not a perfect body. And there are things that always need doing and things that always need working on. When I was looking for divine inspiration this morning, this week when I was writing this, it's fine. I found this in the office, pinned up on the notice board, and it's called The Perfect Church. And let me just read it to you. If you should find the perfect church without one fault or smear, for goodness sake, don't join that church. You'd spoil the atmosphere. If you should find the perfect church where all anxieties cease, then pass it by, lest joining it, you'd mar the masterpiece. If you should find the perfect church, then don't you ever dare to tread upon such holy ground. You'd be a misfit there. But since no perfect church exists, made of imperfect people, then let's cease looking for that church and love the church we're in. Of course, it's not a perfect church. That's simple to discern. But you and I and all of us could cause the tides to turn. What fools we are to flee our post in that unfruitful search to find at last where problems loom, God proudly builds his church. So let's keep working in our church until the resurrection. That's a long time, everybody. And then we each will join that church without an imperfection. We are better for having you with us, but we all need to be in this together. About a decade ago, we now would have seamlessly clued into we're all in this together from High School Musical, but I'm aware that that is now an outdated reference. And I don't look very good in a cheerleader's outfit. Don't imagine that. Be inappropriate. So, it's no, Kirsty, no, this isn't a musical number. Being the body is sometimes going to be really hard. You know, sometimes we're not going to get on with each other. Sometimes we're going to rub each other up the wrong way. But we are better together. And that's because we are united by a common goal. And this is what the people on The Apprentice didn't get, because they were all in it for themselves. But we have a united goal, and that is to make sure that we are sharing the transforming love of God with the people we meet. That's what it's all about. When they talk about the body, they talk about the head of that being Christ, being the Messiah, being Jesus, who came down to earth and brought a message of love, and who, as he went around the place, lives were transformed in his wake. And that is what we are called to do. We carry on Jesus' mission as the body, as the church. That is what we're here to do. That is what we are united in. And we need your gifts, your life experiences, your skills that are unique to you and to no one else to make that happen. Because I don't know about you, but I long to see our city of Ely transformed by love. And we need you to be part of that. Will you join in? And so our question for us to think about now in with the people next to us is, what do you bring? What is your skill? What is your gift, the thing that you bring? And it might be the same as someone else in the room. Excellent. And it might be different. Excellent. But what do you bring to this body? What body part are you? You might want to think about that. What body part would you be? Maybe you're like a knee. You're really supportive. Maybe you're an eye because you see things that other people don't. What body part might you be? What gift and skill do you bring to this body? Off you go.